Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
As marchers took to the streets in Washington, several thousand protesters gathered at the Boston Common today to rally for science and protest several policies of the Trump administration. WBUR's Kathleen McNerney was following the rallies in Cambridge and Boston and joins me in the studio now. Hi, Kathleen.
Hi, Susan.
Kathleen, organizers said they didn't want this event to be partisan, was it?
I mean, it was definitely a valiant effort. None of the speakers mentioned Trump by name, but there were certainly plenty of signs and speakers that were pointing at specific policies. Some of the signs, can I really expect my students to take science seriously when our president doesn't? Make America think again. Fund science. So there was a politicization throughout. One of the most interesting speakers that I found was Harvard Medical School Dean George Daly. He was among the last to speak, and he spoke about the muzzling of scientists in the Soviet Union from the 1920s to the 1960s as a cautionary tale. He also decried President Trump's proposed cuts to the National Institutes of Health grants. Estimates range about what those cuts would impact Boston, but the direct impact is projected to be anywhere from $400 to $500 million in Massachusetts. Dr. Daly said the proposal would have a cataclysmic effect on Boston and went so far as to call them immoral.
These cuts are antithetical to the ideals of our nation. Science is at the heart of an informed electorate and a democratic society.
So, you know, I can't translate that as nonpartisan. It's clearly taking aim at President Trump and his policies, even though he doesn't name the president directly.
So what else did researchers tell you?
So a lot of researchers were talking about sort of their mission from this point forward to get out of the labs and to talk more to people about what it is they do and the scientific process. Here's Cassandra Extrovore. She's an evolutionary biology professor at Harvard. And here's what she said this morning.
We have to show them that science is not just fancy microscopic equipment or dangerous chemicals or bizarre equations. We need to help them understand that every time they take the temperature of their child who is sick, or they calculate if they can hit the snooze button five more times and still make it to work on time if the traffic is coming down the I-93, they are doing science also.
And that was one of the themes that I heard throughout, was sort of how they take this to the next level of really engaging in the public and getting them to understand that science is good and what the process is.
And wasn't there some skepticism about this event from some scientists?
Yeah, and some of the speakers referenced that. There were several researchers that just felt like by participating in some event like this, you were politicizing science and getting rid of the objectivity they should have. I spoke with one researcher who chose not to attend. His name is Arthur Lambert. He works at the Whitehead Institute and worries about the objectivity of science if they participate.
I just wonder if the march sort of plays into the whole partisan environment that's out there right now and actually kind of does the opposite. Rather than convincing people, it actually turns them away.
And I think that's the question that remains to be seen, is how the public will accept this and what researchers are going to do next.
All right. WBUR's Kathleen McNerney, thank you.
Thank you.